702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Right, what's happening in the rest of the world? There's a whole planet, there's a whole world out there, isn't there? Adam Gilchrist, happy Friday. Did you realize this is the last working month end Friday? Because, of course, the last Friday of December is going to be Christmas Day. So happy Friday to you. Not all happy stories, though, Adam, I'm afraid. In Turkey, hundreds now being jailed for the so-called attempted coup in 2016.
Yeah, you may remember that from 4 years ago. And it was all about this American-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, supposedly masterminding the plot. President Erdogan was out of the country at the time, was on holiday, I believe. And in his absence, there was this mass plot put together. There indeed was some fighting, and 250-odd people lost their lives in the fighting. And a lot of it seemed to come from a military base. And so, lo and behold, fast forward 4 years later, Air Force pilots, army commanders, and a number of others at this Ankichi Air Base near Ankara have all been found guilty of being in on the coup. And ultimately, 337 military officers and a few others have been given life sentences. One fell swoop, just like that. I can't remember a mass kind of jailing in those terms anywhere in the world. 337 of them are going to go to prison for life for trying to overthrow President Erdogan. Some would argue that, yes, it was better than devil you know. President Erdogan was a good guy. 4 years later, maybe some people have a different take on it.
My goodness. And I don't know if he's going to offer any clemencies, any presidential pardons. It's not his style, I'm afraid. Now, here's a controversial one. Wherever, I suppose, languages are spoken, France now outlawing accent prejudice.
Yes, I think on the one hand, outlawing prejudice, I mean, prejudice of all kinds, any kind of ism is not generally speaking a good thing. But Mickey taking, I wonder if that should be outlawed. Is where would we be without Mickey taking? And certainly talking in a country where we all take the Mickey out of each other's accents. It's not just Londoners taking the Mickey. I mean, people take it out of Londoners, Geordies, Liverpudlians. But in France, they have now passed a law whereby any discrimination, as they put it, against people for having a funny French accent, for want of a better expression, can indeed end up in a court of law. The French word for it apparently is glatophobie, prejudice against people for having a strong accent or a twang, i.e. for not sounding Parisian. And all this has come about because a senior MP didn't understand a TV reporter from Perpignan in the south of France. They had a south of France accent. "Can someone ask me that question in proper French?" said the MP.
Ooh.
Uproar, social media. But do you know what? This might actually be a good thing, because any Englishman who's ever been to France has attempted the language and probably gets mocked because they sound a bit odd. Well, now it's enshrined in law. They can't take the Mickey out of us for attempting French.
Well, I think that's something we could think about seriously in this country, because, of course, we've got English speakers from all sorts of backgrounds, and there is an elitism that marginalizes people, yes, in that regard.
All the languages as well.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Adam Gilchrist, this morning's Worldview.